Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, this has been a very interesting day in here today, particularly for anyone who's holding silver or natural gas. Well, natural gas has broken up to another new high. It's at 14.42 right now, down from 14.58. That's a pretty steady day. Obviously, by the time I'd finished the audio yesterday, it had climbed a bit, or sorry, by the time I'd gone home yesterday, it climbed a bit further and it was up almost 1,000 points yesterday. So, another clear breakout here, and it looks like it's starting to move into a bit of a step sequence uptrend. That's a major consistency, and the pattern really does look, while scary because of the size of the contract, it is a very consistent pattern. So, I'm thinking about re-entering if I see this come back below 13, bottom side of this, presumably this next step, then I may well enter the market once more. But that's certainly not today. Silver as well is doing really particularly well. It's up 14 cents, 14.7 cents right now. That's at 7.55. That's almost at the high of the day, which was at 7.56. But importantly for silver, that has broken up from the most recent trading range, and it's sort of been ranging around for the last 7 or 8 sessions, and it's moving up once more. Now, while silver hasn't really broken out to new highs, and it's been very range bound for the last 7 or 8 months, it is coming up into the upper side of that range right now. The March high was around 7.74. And the June high was at 7.60, and we're only 5 cents off that right now. So silver is looking much better, and what's interesting is that it has taken its time to get up to this area, whereas the last 2 times, back in March, it accelerated up, then it messed around, had a little quick spurt up, and then got hit quite heavily on the downside, and then it also accelerated up in May, whereas this time round, it has taken its time. It's taken almost the whole month of September to get from 680 to 760, and that's quite a long time for silver to do anything, because it's usually quite volatile. So I think that does build on the case that this time we might see it break out from this trading range. Gold is also doing quite well. It's up $3 right now at 472, and on the future it's up at 475.10. So it's doing really, really quite well. It has been as high as 473.85 on the spot, so it's a little bit off the highs, but again, this is a good day building on that really quite strong day yesterday. So that's there's definitely a link in the trading between the energies and the precious metals, and that link, as most commentators are talking, is inflation. I don't think that while gold is definitely in a period right now where there's, I think, a pretty good balance between the bears and the bulls, and a lot of people are latching onto this inflation story. I don't think that inflation is really the whole story in gold, but certainly a really quite a big one. But because oil is pushing up, people are afraid that that's going to push up inflation, and gold is the hedge. So at the moment, they're definitely moving in tandem, although I don't anticipate that to last in the very long term. The euro is quite weak in here again today. It's at 120.17 right now, so it's down 19 points. So the dollar firmed up quite a bit. It was weaker in early trading, but right now it's up on the day. The dollar index is currently hovering just under 90. It's at 89.51, so more or less exactly where it was yesterday. So definitely, that uptrend from the beginning of September is still very much intact, and we'll have to see whether it's going to break through this 90 level and test the July highs. But right now, that's pretty hard to say. This is very much a ranging environment, and the dollar has been remarkably hard to call over the last 3 or 4 months. Then the other big market was JGBs. And you'd have seen that chart from the comment of the day yesterday, where it had that strong downward dynamic. Well, it followed through again this morning, and well, the JGBs are sort of a funny trade because you get two candles at once because of the hours. So even though it's up right now, it was down quite a bit in early trading this morning. It's at 137.70, so still finding a little bit of support, but there's no sign of an upper dynamic just yet. So that's potentially bearish on the JGBs. US Treasuries, very much the same story. They're down 13 points today. That's at 114.24. Again, there's that bit of support around 114. So still the Treasury markets are kind of messy. Equity markets really took a breather today. That is apart from Japan and Hong Kong. Both of those up over 1%. The Nikkei was up 181 points, and the Hang Seng was up 209. The Nikkei now is really looking. I mean, the trend is still very consistent, but when you look at the topics, and particularly the topics banks and insurance, those really are starting to get parabolic, and that is real acceleration. So while it's most certainly the definitely the best part of the move, it would be very inadvisable to play it without having a trailing stop in. My trailing stop is 200 points under the market, and that's because I want to maximize as much of the profit as I can without getting stopped out. So if it comes down 200 points, I am going to get stopped out, but I don't have any problems with that really. I've been long of this for quite a long time. But the potential upside is quite high because with acceleration, we don't know when it's going to end, and often it surprises on the upside. So it will be interesting to see how far this goes up. A lot of people have been looking at the 14,000 level, which on the daily charts is certainly one that sort of pops out at you. But when you look at the weeklies and the monthlies, 14,000 is really only a blip on the marker, and the potential upside on the Japanese indices is really quite astronomical over the next 10 to 15 years, and I'm sure there will be fortunes made there. But looking into Europe and the US, Europe was pretty much universally down on the day, but really not an awful lot. So pretty much consolidating those strong gains from yesterday and the day before. And right now, the US indices are up on the day. The Dow Jones up 7, S&P up 2, and the Nasdaq up 10. So they're up, but they're not up a whole pile. And definitely, they're the laggards across the world right now. Australia was also very strong today. It was up almost 1%. So that's pushing up from that most recent of the trading ranges and extending its uptrend. So all pretty much intact on the equity side. Precious metals looking good. Energy starting to push up once more. While I think we do have to remember that differentiation between the refined products and crude oil, because crude is down on the day. It has been up a little bit. Well, it was up as much as a dollar earlier on, but what we do need to bear in mind is that there's plenty of oil out there. It's refineries that we don't have. So oil could very well trade sideways to downwards, whereas these refined products are doing really quite well. I'm just going to pull up the heating oil contract, which had a fantastic day yesterday. Down a bit today, down $7 at 207. That's really no great shakes. There's bound to be some resistance there around 220, which is the high, and it has looked at that very close to looking at that today. And gasoline, which also had a good day yesterday, down in here today, 217 right now, so down nearly 17 points. But again, that uptrend is very much intact. So that's pretty much it for me. Just one, actually, just a couple of words on tin, because tin is starting to look a lot better. It had some really quite horrific down days over the last couple of days, but it was up 225 today, so it does look it's starting l look like it's starting to put some support in around that 6,500 level, and the tin, if once it does start to move up again. The potential upside for it is really quite high, but so we'll be watching that for signs that it's really put in some pretty good support. Yesterday I wrote that I wasn't willing to look at cocoa until it had done an upper dynamic or put in an upper dynamic. Well, it put an upper dynamic in today. In Cocoa for December delivery in the US is up 60 right now, so it's at 1,433, and the UK listing was up 43 at 866, and that's really quite a lot. That's a huge upper dynamic that we've seen in here today. So a test of 900 is only around the corner. There is a progression of r lower highs from June, July, and early September. If we were to take those out, well, then the long-term chart is really quite good, and there's plenty of fresh air above it. The next resistance would probably be around 1,000, and that's really just an off-the-cuff remark because the big round number. So that is a very good upward dynamic. I'm not going to participate in this market purely because I think that I have plenty of exposure right now in equities and the precious metals. And this being a global beauty contest, I think that that I'm more comfortable trading those right now. But this time it actually is it for me. So if there's anything at all I can help you out with, I'd be more than happy to. And if you're at the World Money Show tomorrow in London, I'll be there too. So if we run into each other, please don't hesitate to introduce yourself. And thank you for your time. Thank you.